Well, hello. Welcome to the Praise Wind broadcast, where Jesus is Lord. Singer, songwriter, David Wayne Ives here. I hope you enjoy. Shepherd of love, teaching me how to love my enemies. Shepherd of love, teaching me how to bless those who would even curse me. Shepherd of love, you are the one and the only Prince of Peace. When it's all said and done, I love my Shepherd of love. You're right and I'm wrong. You know where I'm weak and I'm strong. I often lose my way, but you always guide me. As I listen, you hide me from that evil coming in me every day. Oh, how I need you. Surely I need you. Though I sometimes think I am strong, your love is so gentle and patient. When I listen to you, I can go on. Shepherd of love, teaching me how to love my enemies. Shepherd of love, teaching me how to bless those who would even curse me. Shepherd of love, you are the one and only Prince of Peace. When it's all said and done, well, I love my Shepherd of love. When the facts are all in, balance of sin weighs heavy upon my heart. Well, I don't mean to struggle. All the facts start to juggle. But the guilt makes that pain and fear start. But in your love I'm now trusting. I know that you see me. So I'm turning this light over to you. From your throne in the heavens, well, I know you see what to do. Shepherd of love, teaching me how to love my enemy. Shepherd of love, teaching me how to bless those, even those who would curse me. Shepherd of love, you are the one and only, only Prince of Peace. When it's all said and done, I love you, my shepherd of love. I'd like to bring a scripture to you today by the Apostle Paul in Philippians 2 and 12. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Yes, I'll repeat that. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, we live in a world where it's the popular thing to do to lay the responsibility off on someone else. If there's a problem, if there's a difficulty, if there's a shortcoming, well, we like to look around and see who we can blame for the problems that we're having. When you do that, you give up all power in your life. You can't change anything that's somebody else's fault. You can only live with it. So it's to depend on the sacrifice that Jesus made to change us. What we need to do is just take responsibility for our actions. Take responsibility for the direction of our lives. Take responsibility for our dream. God puts a dream in a person's heart. It's like a child. When that child stays in the womb, we say for approximately 9 months, that child is developing. When it's born, the child is very much depending on the mother and the father. When Jesus puts a calling in our hearts, it's much like the birthing of a child. We need to take responsibility for these things. Working out our own salvation in fear and trembling. I'd like to remind you that there's a bird called the cuckoo bird, and the cuckoo bird will give birth to an egg, but then will take that egg and put it in another unsuspecting bird's nest and let that unsuspecting bird take responsibility for it. The cuckoo bird never really gets close to its offspring. We don't need to be like cuckoo birds. Take responsibility for even our shortcomings. Now the good news is that we've been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of that forgiveness, we are free to do better, to improve, to succeed, not laboring under guilt and shame like those who haven't been bought with a price. You see, Jesus died for you and he died for me. And he died so that our guilt and our shame would be completely paid for, so that we could be free. Now Colossians 3 and 17 says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Now you see, when we do something in the name of Jesus, we do it under his authority. We do it under his influence. He died that we might share in his righteousness. We share in his guiltlessness. Now, isn't that good? We are free to be successes because we do all that we do under the name and the righteousness and the guiltlessness of Jesus Christ. We will live a guilt-free life, free from the guilt and the shame. Jesus shared his life with us in such an intimate way that many people see him as a hard taskmaster. But the truth is that he didn't come so that we would be fearful. He came so that we would be intimate like friends. In fact, in John 15 and 15, he says, "Hence, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." In that intimacy that we can have with Jesus Christ, all that God revealed to Jesus is available to us. Because we're friends. We're not slaves. We're not fearful, waiting for the other shoe to fall, waiting for the punishment to catch up with us.
We're not cuckoo birds. No. We're people who are learning to take responsibility for our lives because we are 100% set free from all guilt and shame. We are free to do right. We are free to do good. We are free to be successful. In Jesus' name. It's doing all that we do in the name of Jesus. Please, let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you hear our prayers and that you are ever mindful of us. That, Lord God, the people that are listening to this broadcast, Lord God, that they matter to you. They can live in your name. They can live in your righteousness. And they don't have to hide their mistakes or blame other people for their lives or expect other people to fulfill their dreams. They don't have to be like the cuckoo bird, taking their life and putting it into another person's nest. But Lord God, because of your forgiveness, because of your sacrifice on the cross, we can live with clean consciences. We can live out from under the guilt and the shame that causes people to hide their lives in other people. Bless us now, in Jesus' name. Listen, I hope you've enjoyed this program. If you have, I hope you can leave a comment. Maybe share it with someone. Also, you can go to praisewind.com. Praisewind.com. Where you can find some recorded CDs with original music in it. Also, some Christian fiction. I've really loved writing. Until next time, God bless you.